Welcome back to Adventure Amps, your podcast for high altitude adventures and local Colorado vibes in the Rocky Mountains and the Arkansas Valley. This week, we're chatting with Adam D., Tourism and Economic Development Director for Visit Leadville Twin Lakes. He's going to share some insider tips on the history, the August Outdoor Fun coming up, and the new Twin Lakes Leadville Shuttle, and the August must-dos. Then Maxine P. from Sunshine Mobile Sauna will join us. With her husband, she built an eco-friendly, towable sauna for mountain relaxation, perfect after a day in the Rockies. Maxine's a pastry chef, an artist, and a sauna lover, bringing us creative vibes. Our micro moment this week will be Hagerman Pass. This is an 11.7-mile off-road trail crossing the Continental Divide at 11,925 feet, with stunning views of Turquoise Lake and the surrounding wilderness areas. This is great for biking or off-roading. Just mind the rocks. And then our weekly rant. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Adventure Amps Podcast, your gateway to high altitude thrills of Leadville, Colorado. Nestled at 10,152 feet, Leadville is America's highest incorporated city. Surrounded by towering peaks like Mount Elbert, Mount Massive, steeped in vibrant mining history, Leadville invites you to explore this historic gem where Victorian air charm meets endless outdoor adventures. Think hiking, e-biking, and epic mountain bike trails. Every 2 weeks, we're going to dive into the business of adventure in Leadville, spotlighting the local businesses that power this community, from cozy lodges to family-owned restaurants and historic saloons. Join us as we share the electrifying stories, insider tips, and the gritty spirit of Leadville locals, inspiring your next adventure in this top of the Rockies paradise.
Hey adventurers, ready to ride? Visit the Colorado e-bike shop in Leadville, Colorado. Zoom through stunning trails with our high-quality e-bike rentals, find your perfect ride with our sales, or build your dream bike with our custom builds. Perfect for all levels, we've got you covered. Call 719-427-7084 to start your journey. The Colorado e-bike shop, custom rides, epic vibes.
Well, it's hard to believe that we're coming up to August, so it's our normal stop to the Visit Leadville Twin Lakes office to visit Adam D., and I'm going to have Adam introduce himself.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mike. Adam Ducharme, I'm the Tourism and Economic Development Director for Visit Leadville Twin Lakes.
And we sit down with Adam once a month and catch up on what's coming up in the future, and now we're chatting about what's going to be going on in Leadville Twin Lakes in the month of August.
Yeah.
So you normally have a theme. What's the theme for August?
Sure. So this August, we're really focused on the locals know, and now you do too. So just trying to give people some awareness on things, you know, especially when things are really, really busy. It's nice to have kind of a little bit of an insider's look into, you know, where you can go that might be a little less crowded and that you might not know anything about.
So yeah. August tends to be our busiest,
yes, sir,
fun month here, because the weather is warm. There's generally no snow, no mud.
Yep.
And the weather is decent for us.
Yeah.
So what are some of the highlights going on in August?
Sure.
For Leadville Twin Lakes?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we start off the month really strong with boom days. So August 1st through 3rd is boom days. This is a incredibly well-attended and super fun event for anyone that's not familiar. It's really a celebration of our mining heritage, our Western, old Western heritage. So there are mining events, literally people out there using jack pumps. So using old school mining equipment to, you know, test their skills and be able to make precision drills into a giant pieces of rock. There's mucking events where people are literally shoveling large amounts of rock into, you know, the old ore carts and trying to do it as fast as they possibly can as teams. We have burro races, which for anyone that's not familiar, you and your burro have to actually cross the finish line at the same time in order to be considered. And even if you're feeling very strong and very spry that day, if your burro is not willing to cooperate, you're going to have a tough day. But that's a really, really fun event to watch. And then everyone usually dresses up in period era costumes. Get out all your old Western wear. And there's also going to be gunfighting again this year. We have it in a controlled area right off Harrison Avenue, but I get to sort of see and experience some of that old school, old Western culture.
Yeah, I was chuckling the other day because on Facebook and what's happening now in Leadville, the gunfighters had put out a request for if anybody had an old coffin laying around. Wow. I was like, something you don't normally see.
Yeah.
I'm looking for an old coffin.
Yeah, well, and whoever has that old coffin, they're going to be so excited because you get to...
I've kept that in my garage for a decade.
Yeah, exactly.
The other neat thing is that there's a shop in town, Leadville Exchange, that has that sponsors the costume portion of Boom Days, and they have a whole section now broken out of period costumes and dresses and suits. So you can just go down to Leadville Exchange for that.
I got my cowboy boots there and they're amazing. So yeah, anyone who hasn't visited Leadville Exchange, definitely go check out.
So how do you know how Boom Days started?
Actually, I don't know the full history. So I would actually...
We need to track that down.
Yeah, exactly. I need to learn more about it.
Boom Days is also probably the longest parade we have in... Leadville. It tends to go an hour to 2 hours long.
Yep.
And it comes right down Harrison Street. So it's a whole fun weekend.
There are motorcycle events. The car show cannot be missed. I mean, the car show is amazing. And they line them all up on Harrison Avenue. They close Harrison Avenue, one of the few events where they get to actually close Harrison. So it's not to be missed. It is incredible.
It's just like ski joring, it is the summer event for Leadville. So after Boom Days, what do we have in the month of August?
Yeah, sure. So after Boom Days, we have the Leadville 100 mountain bike race, as well as the Leadville 100 run.
Okay.
So those are obviously our iconic races. We have, I believe 1700 to 1800 riders for the mountain bike race, and we have about 800 runners. Those races, for the riders, it's a 1 day event. And I'll be trying that for the first time, and I can come across the finish line after 10 hours on a bike. I'll be very happy. For the runners, that's a multi-day affair. So, and the story goes that Ken Klober, when the mine shut down in the 80s, Ken Klober and some others thought, we got to find a way for people to stay in Leadville overnight. So let's just make them run 100 miles and they're going to want to rest their head somewhere. So those runners, the runners will come across the winners in like 16 hours. And then, but there are folks out there past, up until 30 hours worth of running. So it's incredible to watch the winners, but it's also, in my opinion, even, more incredible to watch people who have been on their feet running, walking, hiking for over 30 hours, coming across the finish line and being greeted by their families and friends.
It's a fun part, especially when they're coming down 6th Street and they have a minute to 2 minutes left to cross the line before the cutoff time.
Yeah.
So that's a fun event. And do we have anything? And then school starts, of course, for us. And then we go into leaf peeping.
Yep.
Most people don't realize that leaf peeping for Leadville starts early.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we're some of the first leaves to change. And yeah, we're very proactive on LeadvilleTwinLakes.com. To sort of let people know. And we actually take pictures every week to kind of let people know the progress of the leaves, just so that they can stay up to date and plan exactly when they should get here. So, because again, we're some of the first, so we like to sort of let people know and have them come up and stay with us for, a long weekend. That's ideal. So
Adam, you you spent a lot of time about chatting about destination stewardship. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. And I wanted you to take a moment to have you explain what destination stewardship is and why is it so important for historic communities like Leadville or Twin Lakes to really practice destination stewardship?
Yeah. So, I mean, my favorite quote about that comes from Jeff, who owns Sup and Cycle and Stay Twin Lakes. And he once said to me, you know, when people get to wild places, when they get to places that are sort of where there isn't development and there is wilderness and there is, you know, for all intents and purposes, pristine, open outdoor spaces, they tend to let their guard down because they think to themselves, well, look at how much land is available and look at how pristine it is. You know, I can sort of make a fire and be a little less conscientious about where I am and the tracks I'm making and things like that. And the reality is that's where you should be the most vigilant because those places are very fragile, though they might not appear that way. You know, every single footstep that we make has an impact, and especially in the high alpine and in the tundra. So up on our 14ers and, up above tree line, there are things like cryptobiotic soil, which if anyone that doesn't know that, basically if you're just scrambling around off trail, kind of, you know, assuming that your impacts are low because there's just a bunch of rocks. The reality is there are very, very fragile, ecosystems and soils up there that if you trample on them, it'll take several hundred years to restore that ecosystem. And that ecosystem is necessary for life that lives up there. Not only the mountain goats and the marmots you see, but a whole host of things, flora and fauna. So it's really, really important for our community, not only from the obvious fire danger and, you know, human waste that can infiltrate our water, our water system, but flora, fauna, the overall look of things, right? We've experienced in places like Half Moon Road and Turquoise Lake and the Forbay and Mount Elbert. When you get enough people, which we do get thousands and thousands of people that go there and camp there and love those places, you can love a place to death very quickly. Destination stewardship at the end of the day is all about keeping your community front and center of mind as you promote that place to visitors. So what I always tell people, I tell locals as well as visitors, is the first time you come to Lake County, it's pretty hard to not have a sense of awe, to have a sense of, wow, this is vast and expansive and beautiful. Our sunsets are amazing. Our dark skies are incredible. The alpine lakes, you know, the access to trails and, any kind of experience you want to have, whether it's on an e-bike or hiking or biking or, you know, fishing or rafting. But the reality is, that sense of awe should be shared by as many people as possible, but it needs to be respected and revered. So we think all the time about how can we maintain the resource while also promoting it and showing it to people and letting them experience it. So I'm a huge fan and proponent of guided tours. Whenever you can come to a place like Lake County and you can experience this place through the guidance of someone who knows the resources and knows how special and important this place is, that's extremely helpful. And then also, you know, there are tons of opportunities to give back. I think a lot of people come here and they see how special this place is and they want an opportunity to sort of contribute to making sure that this place stays the way it is. And that's the reason why we created Friends of Lake County. That's our volunteer group that helps the Forest Service, because 70%+ of our community is managed by the U.S. Forest Service. So everything from Ski Cooper, all the way down to Twin Lakes is managed by the U.S. Forest Service. And, they have limited staff and capacity. So we go out and we help, whether it's cleaning up human waste and fire rings and trash or it's rebuilding. Last week, we rebuilt a nature bridge that's around Turquoise Lake on the nature trail. So we do a variety of efforts, including stewardship projects. So that's where we literally go to a trailhead and we talk to people about, do they have the 10 essentials? You know, so do they have enough food, water, shelter, extra layers? We discovered through doing research on destination stewardship that 80% of our search and rescue calls, 80% of them come from Mount Elbert, one of the two trailheads, either the south or the north, in the summer, and involve one person or a group who do not have one of the 10 essentials. So they haven't downloaded their map onto their phone. They got off trail and didn't know how to read the map properly. They didn't bring enough layers. They didn't bring enough water, enough food, things like that. So high altitude environments, you know, altitude doesn't really care how fit you are and who you are or what you look like. Altitude can have an impact on anyone. So we just try and give people as much information, talk to them about keeping their pets on leash on trail, because as much as it feels like, oh, this is a giant playground for my pet, we do have bears, we do have moose, we do have wildlife that we need to be cognizant of. So.
And that, speaking of which, I'll just tell you a funny story. I shared it with you before we started the podcast yesterday. I was riding up to the top of Hagerman's Pass, and I had ridden from Turquoise, and I was only about a half mile from the top when I encountered a pickup truck towing a 20-foot camper behind it off of Hagerman's Pass. So, and for those that don't know about Hagerman's Pass, we're going to do a little micro moment about it this week, but it's one of our higher passes, and it's only passable during the summer. And I use the word passable during the summer as high clearance four-wheel drives or side-by-sides, or you hike or you bike to the top. It's not designed for camper auto traffic. So I always thought, to myself, I was right now, well, there's a rescue waiting to happen.
Yeah. So. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that's it. I think we try and help people understand that even if Google Maps says you can do it, that doesn't always mean that you should do it. So,
yes. So one thing that I think it's important to talk about when we're thinking about destination stewardship is, and you were talking about the flora and fauna, we're in the midst of this is kind of our peak week for all of our mountain wildflowers. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate in Leadville and Twin Lakes that our wildflowers come later in the summer. So chat about that a little bit. You know, up on the east side, up by the old mines, the flowers are just in full bloom right now. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And the stewardship of protecting that is so important. Mm-hmm. Chat a little bit about that on just the flora and fauna, on the stuff that we can walk up to closely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so we often say that Lake County, Leadville, Twin Lakes, we are not a souvenir community. We are not a place that is like Disneyland. There are not guardrails in every direction and lighted signs to tell you exactly where to go. So I always say that the people who have the best experience in Leadville, Twin Lakes know how to slow down and be resourceful. Because if you can slow down, you can actually talk to people and get some really good insight about where you should and should not go. And then you can also learn a ton about our community. So I often encourage people to take time and to go to our local shops, go to our restaurants in Twin Lakes as well as in Leadville. And you can gain a ton of amazing knowledge and insight about the history of the place and about the best places to go and not go. And yeah, we're recording this in the middle of July. So, you know, the middle of July, beginning to the middle of July is a time when, I mean, we just get so lucky. I feel pretty spoiled, even just walking my dog at night. You know, even in Leadville itself, you can walk the alleys and you can see incredible amounts of columbines and poppies and Indian paintbrush and lupin kind of everywhere. But yeah, especially when you get up into the higher places, you know, either all the way up to Camp Hale. We just did a group ride last week along the Continental Divide Trail. that is just so gorgeous in terms of just the access to all of the wildflowers that are out there, as well as we saw four bull moose out. Yep. You know, just if you have not been able to spot a moose, the best places to look are, you know, in the wherever there's water. So if you look near water, especially, you know, or as you head towards sunset or sunrise, right, middle of the day, it's not exactly the prime time for spotting moose, but we actually saw a moose and a deer kind of just hanging out at this water source together. And we were trying to figure out what they were discussing, politics or something. but yeah, no, it was this time of year is really, really special. And again, the access on the east side is something where you just need to be careful where you are and where you aren't, because the east side of Leadville, for those of you that don't know, it's a historic mining district that is still a mining district. So there are a maze of privately owned mining claims up on the east side. And it's very easy for folks to get themselves in a position where they're actually on private property. So I always say, you know, connect with respect, like get close to things. And again, you will be able to get a lot closer to things than in other places, but just recognize that everything comes, you know, with a sense of, should I be here? And should I please watch your step? Right. You know, whether it's cryptobiotic soil or wildflowers or private property, that we do have a ton of old mine shafts up on the east side. So you do just have to kind of pay attention to where you are. But the views of all up and down the Arkansas River Valley and of Leadville are absolutely epic. The Route of the Silver Kings is an incredible drive. And if you come into the visitor center, we have a history guide that shows you that whole route, and we can sort of explain that a bit. And you get to go up and you get to see a ton of the cribbing, you know, a ton of the headframes, a ton of the old infrastructure from the different mining camps. And it's like being back, it's like stepping back in time.
It's also one of the more exciting places to go up. You stay on the county roads. You can go up and watch the actual burro racing.
Yep.
That's going to take place yep. during boom days. They yep. run up in the yep. east side
that's right.
and they run down some county roads. So you yep. can actually see what the burros yep. and them look like as yep. they're in the mine. I want to switch gears here because Leadville and Twin Lakes been doing something kind of cool this summer, and they have a shuttle bus
yep.
that runs between both yep. Towns on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, totally.
And I want to chat about how that's going, because that's mm-hmm. new mm-hmm. This year, and chat about how people can find the times out for yep. the shuttle bus
yep.
and where they pick it up and where they get dropped off.
Yeah, totally. So, I mean, you know, I just really quickly, as you were saying that, I just typed in Twin Lakes Shuttle Bus into Google, and the first listing that comes up is our website, leadvilletwinlakes.com. And we do have a free weekend shuttle that runs between Leadville and Twin Lakes. And so on that page, it actually has the stops and the times right on there. But it does pick up in Leadville. It starts at 8 a.m. in the morning, right outside of the Tabor Opera House. We just ask that folks park behind the Tabor Opera House. There is a sandwich board sign out there that sort of instructs that, but parking behind the Tabor just helps with parking on Harrison Avenue. And then, so that starts at 8 a.m. and then that will drop you off at the Twin Lakes Visitor Center, usually around 8:30. And then the shuttle bus will leave from Twin Lakes Visitor Center back to Leadville, around 8:40. Okay. And, you know, for anyone, we're really excited for a number of reasons. I've heard now that on all the forums for the through hikers, it's widely discussed because people tend to go from Summit County. They go past Leadville because historically it can be a little tricky to get into Leadville, you know, unless you're comfortable with hitchhiking. But brings you to, you can drop into Twin Lakes. You can stop by the Twin Lakes General Store and visit Bob and Motu, the dog. And then you can take the shuttle into Leadville and spend some time, you know, have a zero day, whatnot. And then, but that runs up until 6 p.m. is the last stop from Leadville to Twin Lakes. And then around 6:30 is the last time that it will come back into Leadville from Twin Lakes. And we do have a bike rack on the shuttle. And so far the ridership has been really strong. And we're really excited about the concept of being able to offer that service on the weekends to people. Because again, you know, Twin Lakes is just something that you really shouldn't miss. But if you do want to go down there in the morning and go for a hike and then have some lunch down there, and then, you know, there's also as many food and drinks as you could want there on the weekends, and then come back in the afternoon or evening back up to Leadville. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people.
So that the shuttle itself has been successful. That's good to hear. I rode the shuttle a couple weeks ago because we're going to post on our website a route that you can take your bike from. You can ride your bike from Leadville to Twin Lakes without having to ride on US 24.
Yeah.
And then when you get down to Twin Lakes, you can put your bike back on the shuttle bus and come right back to Leadville. So after this podcast publishes, we'll have that up on our website for people to go take a look at. It's about an hour and a half ride, and it winds you through all the U.S. forest land and some Lake County land on its way down to Twin Lakes. But I'm glad to see the shuttle is working. When I was on the shuttle coming back to Leadville, the other four riders on it were all through hikers.
Nice.
All coming up to Leadville, either to the hostel or to the Safeway to resupply for them. So I think it's been a great addition for us this summer.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you that are not familiar, you know, we have the Continental Divide and the Colorado Trail. We are very much a trail community. We have been identified as the spiritual halfway point on the Continental Divide Trail. And, you know, yes, we're not the exact halfway point, but Harper's Ferry owns that for the AT. So we're happy to wear that as a badge of honor for us in our community, because again, thru hikers are very much a part of the spirit of who we are. Trail magic, you know, that concept of helping each other out, that is what our community is all about. You know, especially if you live in a place that is a little bit farther off of the I-70 corridor, a little bit farther out there in the woods, you know, we have to be resourceful and we have to help each other. So
and that is so true. It's yesterday downtown, I helped the person get on the shuttle bus, and it was a family hiking the Colorado Trail, and they really wanted to go to Taco Bell.
Wow.
So the transit driver said, yeah, I can run you up to Taco Bell. Yeah. So he took the family of four, dropped them off at Taco Bell, and got back onto his route and headed back to Twin Lakes.
That's great.
So I think it's just, if you ask the local, they'll usually figure out a way to help you.
Yeah.
So what's your, in the month of August, Adam, what's your go-to thing to do for yourself?
Sure.
Where do you ride? Where do you hike? What's your go-to?
Sure. So for me in general, I have been spending a lot of time on my bicycle because I'm training for the Leadville 100. But after August 9th, that'll be done. And so I probably will take a little bit of a break from riding the bike, maybe for like a week or so. So from there, for me, things that I love the most, the Fish Hatchery is one of them. They have new trails in the Fish Hatchery trail system. So that's really, really been a huge addition, because not only is it an incredible place to bring the family, and it's part of our adventure passport. We do have a 2-day family passport that we put together for folks who are bringing their families. And we're encouraging them to do things like the Leadville train, the Leadville ATV tours, go to visit the Interlochen Hotel, take the shuttle. But also, being able to go to the Fish Hatchery, there's a 1-mile interpretive nature loop, but then there are also some new trails that they have, connector trails that they have made up there that will connect you to longer trail systems. So, that's really exciting. And I love going there. I go there to go for a run by myself or bring my family. So, that's a really fun one in August and isn't as busy. If you're coming during the week, I really, really suggest the Timberline Lakes Trail That brings you up to Timberline Lake. That's a, for all intents and purposes, that's, you know, moderate. Like it's the kind of thing that is not going to, put you on the couch for 3 days afterwards. Like, you know, a 14-mile round trip of Mount Massive might. But that is a really, really fun, trail. And, you know, again, it is the kind of thing where you can bring your family. And then one, a dark horse that I really like is Mount Sherman. Because Mount Sherman is, you know, 5.9 miles. It's not, an epic endeavor. And I've actually brought my 5-year-old daughter up there. She summited there, 2 weeks ago. So, that is, totally doable. And then aside from that, I mean, my big thing is, August is the time to be on August and September are the time to be on patios in Leadville and Twin Lakes. And we have so many patios. So we actually compiled a list and we have the grill, we have Tennessee Pass Cafe, we have the cookhouse, for brunches. We have Silver Llama, Tree Line, Pastime, Tacos Amina, Indie Pass Pies, Punky's, Tenderfoot Farms in Twin Lakes, the meadery and, 2 Mile Brewing and Wild Bill's. They all have patios. And so for me, that's awesome, especially if you have pets, because you can, you know, have your dog outside, you know, on a lot of those patios and still be able to enjoy, soak up the summer sun that we get here in Leadville. So, and yes, I was cheating. I'm looking at my list, as I ran through those.
It's not cheating. It's using technology to your advantage. It's just kind of like riding the e-bike.
Yeah, that's right.
E-bikes aren't cheating. They just make things more accessible.
That's right.
To more people.
Yeah.
So, Adam, I want to thank you again for taking the time this month
to
highlight what's going on in Leadville Twin Lakes for the month of August. We're going to wish you luck on the 100.
Thank you so much.
On getting it all completed.
Yes. That's the goal.
So
get it completed.
It's fun to watch the first timers. I'm fortunate enough that Adam, Shannon's son, he completed it 5 times before he was 21.
Wow.
So I know if he can do it, you can do it.
Wow, incredible.
So it is a fun journey watching the first time runners on the 100 or on the bike.
Well, I'm trying it at 41, so I need some extra luck.
And you've been practicing. You've been living up here, so
that's right.
I think you'll be in good shape. But thank you very much for having us and giving us your time. That's a wrap for us with Visit Leadville in Twin Lakes, and with Adam D., the tourism director. We'll see him again and chat with him again in August, September. Awesome. Thanks again, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to Micro Moment on Adventure Amps Podcast. Dive into quick e-bike tips, hidden trails, and epic Colorado gems that fuel your next adventure.
Our next adventure, we are conquering Hagerman Pass in Leadville, Colorado, a beast of a mountain pass that's got history, grit, and views that will blow your mind. Strap in. Nestled in the Sawatch Range, Hagerman Pass punches through the Continental Divide at a dizzying 11,925 feet. It sits on the edge of Lake and Pitkin counties, right by the old mining town of Leadville, and to the east, the Arkansas River headwaters. West, the Frying Pan River Valley near Basalt. Now, it's a raw, seasonal four-wheel drive trail. Think rocky paths, stream crossings, and no pavement in sight. This is perfect for Jeeps, bikes, ATVs, or hikes. You will catch alpine vistas, wildflowers exploding in color, clear creeks, and echoes of old railroads. Open late May to early fall. Beware of snow and downed trees and lightning in late summer. Now, I want you to flash back to the 1870s. Leadville's silver boom was raging, but hauling ore over the Rockies to Aspen was total chaos. Enter James J. Hagerman, the mogul who bankrolled the Colorado Midland Railroad, the first standard gauge line over the divide. It was built in 1886, and the famous Hagerman Tunnel opened in 1887 at over 11,500 feet. It was the world's highest tunnel back then. By 1893, they had swapped it out for the Busk Ivanhoe Tunnel, which even moonlighted as a summer auto road until the 1920s. Oh, and in 1909, they strung the Shoshone transmission line over it, still powering Leadville and Denver today. Dotting the trail are ghostly tunnel mouths and ruins, spilling the stories of pioneer hustle. Hagerman is no joyride, but it's a portal to Colorado's rugged roots. That's your amp up for the Hagerman Pass. Crave more micro moments? Subscribe to the Adventure Amps podcast wherever you listen. Adventure awaits. Go and get it.
Hey, everybody. It's Mike with the Adventure Amps podcast, and I'm out riding and tootling around Leadville today, and I'm going to stop by and visit Sunshine Saunas. And we're going to learn about Sunshine Saunas. Wow. Say that multiple times really fast, and it's a tongue twister. So we're going to ride over there and get introduced to Sunshine Saunas. And I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Maxine Panko. I'm the owner of Sunshine Saunas. It is actually sauna, not sauna.
Oh, gosh.
When we opened our business, which is a mobile sauna, we learned that we had to start saying it the traditional Finnish way. The Finnish way, which is sauna. And so I'm trying to recruit everybody to say it like that so that I don't look like so much of a tool. So everybody out there, say it with me. Sauna.
Sauna.
Sauna, exactly.
So she doesn't want us to sound like Americans. So we have to sound like we're Finnish now. Exactly. So did the Finnish invent the sauna? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. It's a big part of Finnish culture. They say that there is one sauna to every three people in Finland. Perfect. Sure. Big part of their culture. Yes.
Well, how did you get into this gig?
Well, we have one in our backyard. We rent a house here in Leadville. And we actually moved to Leadville during COVID. So we had a really hard time making friends. We meet a lot of people. And when we moved into our current house, we had a sauna in the backyard. And we decided that we would just kind of start inviting people over for little sessions and hanging out. So when we started doing that, it just became like a really nice way to connect with people and like meet new people. It's kind of something to do that's not like going to the bar or, you know, having to go outside and do these like crazy hikes. It's just really relaxing and feels good in your body. So I was on a little girls trip with my friends and I was saying how much I love the hot springs and how I'd love Leadville to have the hot springs and how much I love our sauna. And I was thinking how cool it would be to like own a piece of land and put like six saunas on it. Like a little hot springs here in Leadville because we don't really have anything like that. And one of my girlfriends was like, well, you should just put one on a trailer and that way you could kind of tow it wherever you want. And I was like, that is it. We're going to do it. So my husband and I built it and he's a contractor here in town. So he had all the necessary skills to do it and I forced him to do it. Now we have Sunny, our sauna.
And how'd you come up with the name Sunshine?
Okay, so that's another... I love the name Sunshine. I'm always trying to name something Sunshine. When we got our dog, she's a golden retriever and I wanted to name her Sunshine. And my husband was like, I don't love that name. And then we always talk about baby names. You know, if we were ever to have a child, I would want to name it Sunshine. And he's like, no, I don't like that name. We disagree on so much. So finally, when we were coming up with the sauna, I was like, this is it. You have to let me name this Sunshine. Like, I'm finally going to use this name. And it works really well because we just always say, like, we just bring the sunshine with us wherever we go. And right now it's summer in Leadville, which is really sunny and beautiful. But in the wintertime, it's very cold. we live so high in elevation. So just really feels good to be like, okay, I'm going to go and get in Sunny the sauna, you know, when it's freezing cold outside. The winter, we had this week where it was like 0 degrees out and we were in the sauna every day. And it was just so nice because it really feels like you have the summertime in the middle of winter.
So what's your Leadville secret?
My Leadville secret. What a good question. Well, I will say the coffee at Bucci is my favorite thing. They have a cafe con leche. And then a few years ago, I grew up in Hawaii originally, and I was having a really hard time with like not being able to swim. And a few years ago, I had the realization that like if I could get over the cold water, then I could swim every day. So my secret is that I go to Turquoise and swim all the time. And it's like this big ocean of a lake. You know, you can swim in it as much as you want. You just have to get over the cold, which is where the sauna comes in. Because if you're doing the alternate between getting hot and cold, it actually feels really so.
And where do you, when you're at Turquoise, mm-hmm. where do you go swimming?
So I love the nature trail. That's one of my favorite parts. And I have a dog. So she loves that. Like, she also loves to swim. So we usually park at the nature trail and then we'll walk down to the little bay there. And there's a bunch of little areas along that nature trail. You can kind of take it most way around the lake. But we just swim in those little bays there mostly. But if we're short for time, we'll just get in right at the dam. And then I also love Maytan Campground.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
So what's been your best Lake County adventure?
Ooh, well, I mean, I just think like this time of year, I'm such a summer girl. I love the summer so much and I love hiking. So for me, this time of year is like premium. We're in summer now. So I love the wildflowers and that's really, truly like my favorite. I kind of suffer through the 9 months of winter for like the 2 months that we get the nice weather. So, and it's worth it, I think, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're out and about with the crowd noise behind us. You hear the Leadville traffic. You hear the screamers behind us.
The thick of it.
So we're in the thick of it today. And that's what makes us more adventurous is we're trying not to do this stuff in the studio do it out and about.
Yep.
What do you think how do you keep Leadville authentic?
Ooh, what a good question. I think I struggle with this one a little bit, to be completely honest, because I'm part of the group of people that kind of wants to see Leadville grow in a certain, I don't want to see it become Vail or Breck, but I think it has like such a unique and specific energy to it. And I'm kind of like part of the group of people that wants to see it grow and flourish. So I think like adding something like our business, the sauna, was definitely like part of that intention for Leadville. There's so many amazing opportunities, so many amazing people that pass through. And I think we're really focused here in Leadville on these like really intense, you know, we have all the 14ers around us and, you know, we do the Leadville 100 and those are the things that we're really known for. And to me, there's this whole like other side of it that I'm interested in exploring where it's like, how do we build community in a way that's not built around being at the bar or drinking or doing these extreme sports? You know, so many people in our population here in Leadville don't run the 100 or do the 14ers or even ski or snowboard. You know, there's this whole other like community that's a part of Leadville that really lives here full time that doesn't participate in those things. You know, so for me, the sauna was bringing that in and just finding like community spaces for people to connect that aren't built around those things that if you talk to some of the locals here in Leadville, like there's mixed opinions about those bigger races and things like that. So for me, it's like starting smaller, but giving people those spaces to just like get into their body and spend time with their neighbors that aren't revolved around these like intense activities. So that was kind of my viewpoint, right, when creating the sauna. And I think that that really blends into that question. You know, I think that that could be an authentic piece of Leadville. And just like creating those spaces for people to come to that aren't built around these like massive things that we do, the boom days, the Leadville 100, the ski drawing, even though those things are amazing, those are like small things that we do throughout the year that bring in huge amounts of population. What are we doing outside of those big, you know, events that were happening for the community that actually lives here?
So that's interesting. So walk me through when somebody comes to the sauna.
The sauna.
What they do. Yeah. Walk me through that experience.
So we do it a variety of different ways. One of the ways that I love best is like when we host a workshop. We've done things with like the yoga studio in town where we do like a full day retreat. People come for yoga and then we get in the sauna and we do like sound baths or acupuncture. And that's really fun. But generally, if you're getting in the sauna, we're doing a session. So you'll get in for, you know, 10 minutes at a time and we have a wood burning stove. So you can have a wet or dry sauna. That means you can add water to the stove and you can steam it up and that really like pumps up the humidity and pumps up the heat so you can make it as more intense if you like. And then you'll go in with your group of people, which is usually our sauna fits up to 6 at a time. And then you'll get in for about 10 minutes at a time. And I'm usually there to guide you. So we'll have like a little stopwatch with me. And then we'll have you in the sauna for a few sessions. And in between sessions, you'll come out and you'll either get in the cold plunge, depending on where we're set up, or you'll jump into the lake or a river. And so you just alternate between the hot and cold in rounds generally. And you usually do about 3 or 4 rounds. So it's about an hour long session.
Have you had any tourists pass out yet?
Not yet. That's why I'm there, to hang out with them, to make sure everybody's good. But there are certain things that you really do need to do to, like, not make it, you know, an overwhelming experience. It's definitely difficult. And I think we, like, face a lot of resistance with that, because it is this, like, challenging experience, you know, and people getting in it, they, I don't know. I think that sometimes people have some resistance to it because it is not easy. Like, getting in a hot tub is just like, oh, I'm going to get in a hot tub. It's chill. This is like a full experience. But what it does is it really bonds you with the people that you're in there with, you know, because you're facing this challenge together. And then it's also amazing for recovery. And so when you're out doing your 14ers, when you're out on those hikes after come back and do a sauna, it'll really, like, definitely decrease the amount of recovery that you have to have from those, like, big adventures that you have. It's really, it helps you sleep really well. So yes, nobody passed out yet, but I'm there. And I actually did have a friend get in it once. Well, she made this big dinner and it was like this creamy, like, pasta, you know, and she, like, wanted to get in the sauna after, and it was not great for her. She had to go and lay down. She only got about one session out of it. So that's the only time we've come close. But no, generally we just suggest people don't come in with too full of a stomach. And then if, you know, you're feeling too lightheaded, you want to get out of it for sure and just take a break.
What's your hidden gem that you like to adventure to in Lake County?
I love the Timberline Lake. I don't know that that's, like, that hidden, but it's kind of the perfect amount, I think. It's about 4 miles round trip, and it has a beautiful lake at the top, and I love to swim in the water. So for me, it's, like, the perfect hike. You hike to the top, get in the water, hike down.
So, and that's the trail right off of Hagerman's Pass.
Yeah.
So you're going up to Native Lake. So...
I don't even know where Hagerman's Pass is. Where is it?
That's when you go past Turquoise Lake.
Past Turquoise Lake. So it's right. It's a little bit past the May Queen Camp.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. I don't know the names of the
road. Perfect. You're the same place.
Yes. I love that trail. It's the best.
If you had a friend come into Leadville, mm-hmm. what is one thing you would have them do?
I definitely think we're hiking. I think we're spending a day at the lake, and now we have our sauna. So we're doing, like, a full day. That's my favorite way to do it, is just to get a group of people together and pull it near some water and just, like, grill out and really take it easy, especially in the summertime when it's sunny and warm out. You can kind of, like, be in and out of the sauna all day. So that's definitely now a part of our huge work. My in-laws are coming in the summer. We're like, okay, we're going to take fishing, you know, set up by the lake and have a sauna there. And it's just kind of like a full day experience. I'm from Hawaii, so I am very used to just, like, having a full beach day and, like, not really rushing. I find sometimes in the culture of, like, the Colorado vibe, it's like, wait, we gotta go hiking, we gotta do this, and we gotta go camping, we gotta do this. And I'm like, how about we just, like, sit by the water all day and read a book? Like, that sounds good to me. So that, and then of course in the wintertime we're taking them to ski Cooper, because most people that come to visit are not, like, super amazing skiers. So I love ski Cooper because it's not a Vail or a Beaver Creek, you know, it's really easy greens and blues that beginners feel really comfy on. So it's a nice day to spend with them. So that's generally what we're doing when people come to visit.
Very cool.
Yeah.
How can people find you?
They can find us on our Instagram at Sunshine Saunas with an S, because we're manifesting more. and then our website is sunshinemobilesaunas.com. And my email is sunshinemobilesauna@gmail.com. So,
and what's it cost to participate?
Yes. So generally we do single sessions for anywhere from $20 to $30, just depending on the situation. We'll do workshops, full day workshops, for about $100, with that includes sauna and some yoga. And then other, like, experts will come in, and we've had acupuncturists come in. We've had people do, like, astrology, things like that. And then if you're renting it for 24 hours, we will pull it to your house or wherever you're at. And that starts at $300 for the sauna for 24 hours. So you can put your own little party together. And then we have add-ons that we can do for that. So we'll bring, like, the cold plunge tub, or we can bring our fire pit and our chairs. So so for 24 hours, sauna at your house, and you can have a little party. And that generally people will get, like, two from session.
What's one last thing we need to know about you? Or Sunshine.
Or Sunshine. Well, Sunshine Saunas really was created to create community. And so I think that, you know, that requires people coming together and enjoying it. And it's been fun along the way. I've met so many people and, like, brought so many people into, you know, lead workshops and do things with me. And so I now have this like really rich community in Leadville, which is really awesome. So anybody who wants to come and participate can be a part of that. And we would love to have you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you stopping and taking time.
Thank you.
So I could learn more about Sunshine. And you're set up at the Yak Ale every Thursday.
Yes, you're at the Ale Yak every Thursday from 4 to 8.
Ale Yak, I got to get there.
I know. I actually think that sounds good. Because sometimes I put it together too hard. And people are like, what are you saying?
Ale Yak.
The Ale Yak. And that's just a really cool beer garden here in Leadville with kind of the same idea. Like they're very much about community. So Thursdays we have a really cool lineup there. We do yoga at 3. And then the sauna is hot and ready by 4. And then they also have a cornhole. So it's kind of like a lot of people milling around and hanging out. And the sauna is just like there for people to enjoy. So we're there every Thursday through the rest of the summer, except for July 17th.
And just remember, you get $1 off at Ale Yak if you ride your bikes. So just remember, if you need to drink, put the bike on, go get $1 off.
Love.
Thank you very much for spending some time with me. Come out and see Sunshine Sauna.
Sauna.
Sauna. And we will see you guys on the trail. Thanks again. Ride the fold, pedal to the power. Feel the spark ignite. E-bike humming low, but cruising through the night. No gas, no fumes, just the wind in my face. Batteries alive, I'm setting the pace. Charge it up, let's go. Charge it up, let's go. Charge it up, let's go. Touch the sky. Here's my rant for this week. Let's come together, talk about something that's important to all of us. It's a shared opportunity to care for this beautiful land we like to call home. We understand that real conservation begins with each of us as an individual, rather than relying on a distant bureaucracy to dictate the rules. We are the ones out there hiking on the trails, fishing in the rivers, and exploring the forest. We are the caretakers of the Mother Nature's wonderful gifts, the Grand Mountains, the gentle pines, the sparkling lakes that makes our country so special. Consider this. Whenever you pick up a piece of trash on the park path or on the hiking trail, or you plant a tree on your land, or you show your kids how to leave no trace, that is genuine stewardship at work. It's about personal accountability, much like what our ancestors valued when they first settled these areas. We don't necessarily need strict mandates or large-scale programs. Instead, it's about people like you and me working to safeguard these places. By valuing them and treating them as our own, which they truly are, we can help preserve them for future generations. That said, if we overlook our role and allow the careless behavior to harm these special spots, it could lead to more government involvement. They may introduce additional rules, protections, or restrictions that limit our access and change how we enjoy our heritage. We've experienced situations like this before, with areas becoming harder to visit or properties affected by policies. If we don't take the initiative personally, we risk losing some of our freedoms we hold dear. Our actions determine if public land stays open to the public. So let's step forward thoughtfully, embrace this land, keep it clean, show respect, and cherish it like the family. The other path could mean oversight that overlooks our individual rights. Together, we can keep America natural, beautiful, open, and in good hands, right where it should be. This is Mike with the E-Bike Shop of Colorado and Epic Happy Adventures, and I'll see you on the trail.
Hey folks, ready for a blast? Grab an e-bike with Epic Happy Adventures. Cruise historic trails, check out old railroads, or soak in epic views, all in a few hours. Super easy for beginners with bikes and guides to keep it fun. Please call 719-427-7084 to book now. Epic Happy Adventures, history, views, and good vibes.
Huge thanks to Adam D. from Visit Leadville Twin Lakes for sharing killer insights on our local history, our upcoming outdoor adventures, the new shuttle,
and of course, August must-dos. Your passion amps up the excitement to visit Twin Lakes and Leadville. I want a big shout out to Maxine P. from Sunshine Mobile Sauna for your stories, your eco-friendly mobile sauna, and the post-mountain adventure relaxation that you bring to us. Thanks for inspiring us. Loving Adventure Amps? Hit the subscribe on your favorite podcast platform to catch every high altitude episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks. And of course, we'll see you on the trail.